For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. The Springfield Greene County Health Department has announced 12 deaths in a 24-hour period. All were nursing home residents. The announcement came the morning after the Springfield City Council voted to extend the city's mask mandate into January. The health department's director, Clay Goddard, said the mask ordinance, along with hand washing and social distancing, will help the community move toward recovery.
This has been a very difficult year, but we cannot as a community afford apathy or divisiveness. Both apathy and divisiveness is a fuel for this virus. So we must continue to conscientiously live our new normal.
Greene County, located in southwest Missouri, has 24 deaths this month alone, and 101 since the pandemic started. The St. Louis couple, facing felony charges for pointing guns at racial injustice protesters, will be back in court next week, and their attorney expects a grand jury decision by then on whether they'll face indictment. Mark and Patricia McCloskey appeared in court today for a brief hearing, where a judge announced the case was continued until October 14th. Afterward, their attorney, Joel Schwartz, said the continuation of just 8 days likely means that the grand jury decision is drawing near. He declined to speculate on whether the grand jury will indict. Rockbridge and Battle High Schools were set to face off this Friday. Rockbridge received the news of a positive COVID-19 test yesterday that potentially exposed the entire team. Rockbridge and Principal Jacob Cerna made the early morning announcement that the team would not be able to participate. Battle Athletic Director Alex Huck says that from a social standpoint, it affects the community.
We're at a time where whatever we can get in that is normal or feels normal is important. So from that aspect, it's disappointing that we haven't been able to play two of the three in-town rivalry games.
Huck says that the school is still searching for a new opponent to play on Friday. The Columbia City Council has voted to extend the city's COVID-19 health order. The Columbia Missourian reports that Health Director Stephanie Browning's proposed extension of the order to October 20th has been approved, though two restaurant and bar workers in the city attended the meeting to oppose the measure. The extension of the order means that current health precautions, such as capacity restrictions and mask orders, will remain in place. The two workers in attendance said that such restrictions are hurting the city's nightlife and downtown. But Browning said her primary motivation for extending the order is to increase possibility that schools in Columbia could resume in-person classes. The Missouri Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a lawsuit challenging the state's requirement for mail-in ballots to be notarized. The NAACP and League of Women Voters want all ballots, regardless of whether they've been notarized, to be counted in the November election. Attorney Sophia Lynn Lakin said voters could be exposed to the coronavirus when they get the ballot notarized.
Voters are saddled with a notary requirement that forces them to choose between risking their health and those of their loved ones and their right to vote.
The state argues there's no evidence the requirement caused someone to get COVID-19 during the August primary, and changing the requirement less than a month before the election would be confusing. In Missouri, there's a difference between mail-in and absentee ballots. If you requested an absentee ballot because you're in an at-risk category for contracting the coronavirus, or you're confined due to an illness or disability, you do not need a notary. Missouri students who log in to online school while quarantined won't be marked absent, after the state board approved new attendance rules this morning. Deputy Commissioner Carrie Monsis says state education officials tweaked the rules so that individuals who have to quarantine will be treated the same as groups, like when students are exposed in a classroom or on a school bus.
We have a large number of students across the state currently under quarantine, and using a consistent approach to their instruction makes a whole lot of sense.
A spokeswoman for the Education Department said the state isn't tracking how many Missouri students have had to quarantine because of exposure at school. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.